This week, we've been bringing you stories from Uvalde, Texas, where a new school year is beginning. It's the first since the deadly shooting there in May. Classes have already started for some students in homeschooling programs and some who go to private schools.
Well, we're just trying to relate to everyone that schools are beacons of hope.
That's Joseph Olan. He's the principal of Sacred Heart Catholic School. 30 students impacted by the shooting at Robb Elementary got scholarships to attend Sacred Heart this year. Our producers, Janaki Mehta and Alejandra Marquez Hanse, stopped by the campus on a recent weekday after school.
Yeah, come on.
But before they could ask Olan any questions, he quickly started talking about a topic on just about everyone's minds in Uvalde: school security.
As you see, we have a lot of polycarbonate coverings on our windows and doors. They'll be replaced by steel-reinforced frames and doors. Obviously, it's all ballistic-grade materials. They'll cover all
ballistic glass on, you know, all the outer doors and everything, and the fencing and everything. Plus, it's smaller, you know.
That's Oscar Arona, who later echoed what he knows about the security at Sacred Heart. His son, Noah, who survived the Robb shooting, is going there this year thanks to one of those scholarships. Noah was shot in the back and is still recovering from his injuries, but he was able to start classes last month.
There's much more control.
Smaller classroom.
Smaller classes as well, so he'll get more attention, which I think he's going to need. And I think he's going to do well. That's what our hopes are, at least.
We spoke with Oscar and his wife, Jessica Arona, on a rainy night in a library conference room. Noah sat at a nearby table during our conversation. Dressed in bright purple shorts and a black bucket hat, Noah mostly played his handheld Nintendo Switch. At times, he was watching and listening as we spoke. I asked Oscar and Jessica how life has changed for them and for Noah in the last 3 months.
Well, for one thing, we no longer make long-term plans because we're not sure how he's going to be feeling or if there's something that's going to trigger him that day. Even though he's been going through trauma counseling, the therapy and things of that nature, there's still certain situations he's not comfortable with, you know, even at home when it's just us three. Ranging from not being able to sleep at night, not wanting to leave their house, any kind of noise startles them, things of that nature. Some people don't understand that because, you know, you see him right now and he seems like...
He looks normal.
But, you know, even when you just reach for his shoulder that's wounded, he just kind of flinches. Just to give you an example, normally, at the end of the day, I go one way, she goes the other way, and take our showers and everything. But now he's like, okay, who's going where, and can you wait till mom gets out, or mom, can you wait for dad gets out?
I assume that is something that has changed since May 24th.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that was not the case before. I mean, it was, but now it's part of our life. I mean, we're concerned, I'm concerned. Some of the counselors have thrown around the term the PTSD. You know, he was in there for quite a while. So now that the time frame, I think, is up to like 83 minutes or something like that, where he had to lay there, you know, with two deceased teachers and several deceased classmates, and then hear everything that was going on in the other classroom. I can't even begin to imagine that myself, much less a 10-year-old having to go through that.
As I understand it, Noah's back in school now, right?
Yes, this is his second week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is at a new school, right?
It's at
Sacred Heart?
School. It's at Sacred Heart Catholic School. And I'm hopeful that the district will be ready in 2 years. That should be more than enough time for them to, you know,
do what they say that they were going to do.
What would ready look like for you? What would the district need to do to make you feel safe in sending your child back to that district at some point in the future?
Mm-hmm. Probably the first step would be to have the fences up, even though someone told me that somebody already scaled one of the fences just to see. But I think it would be a deterrent. They need to shore up their security, not just with police officers, but the system itself, locked doors, cameras, IDs, things of that nature. So even if somebody does get through the police, they still can't get into the classroom. And again, it's not a knock on the school. It's a tall order. But at some point in time, it's going to have to be filled.
You've talked about your desire to make sure that Noah has everything he needs to cope and to grow and to be able to live as full a life as possible. I want to ask you about the financial toll that this has taken on your family. I know you mentioned taking him back and forth to appointments. How mm-hmm. have you been dealing with that? Has it been a strain for you all?
It has been, but we both work. And I went back to work. The week after we got home, because we know that we need to work to pay our bills. We have applied in some places for help with, you know, funds. There's a lot of money that has been distributed, donated to assist us and to assist the deceased and everything. And we don't see a lot of that because there's a bureaucracy that we have to deal with.
What do you want people to know about what your family lived through that day and what you have been living through every day since then?
I think the biggest thing that we were dealing with was we felt guilty because our son survived. Amidst all this carnage and everything, we were asking ourselves, why? How did our son survive? We didn't have an opportunity to mourn. You know, it's difficult for me to discuss. You go, because.
I mean, I think first and foremost, what's gotten us through is our faith in God. I've just, you know, it's been bottled up, and I haven't really shown any emotion. To let it out, Oscar has been more emotional.
I do, because I can't keep it in.
And,
I
mean, again, only because, I mean, we have to be strong for him.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people don't realize is that they say that we were the lucky ones. But we don't feel lucky. We feel bad for our friends, our neighbors, our relatives that lost their babies. They just don't know what our fears are. Our fears are that our son, we want him to grow up and have a healthy, normal life. But we also have to prepare for that maybe that's not going to happen.
What do you want the world to know about your son?
Well, unfortunately, he is not the same.
But he is a funny kid, always trying to make us laugh. A smart aleck sometimes.
Yeah, I think he gets that from his mom. But, yeah.
He loves Pokemon.
He's very creative. He loves
art.
To draw.
He likes to draw and paint. So I think all of that, the way he used to be, will be one day, because we're not going to let this rule our lives, and we're going to go forward and overcome.
That was Oscar and Jessica Arona. Their son, Noah, survived the shooting at Robb Elementary School.